We're going to look now at the first reading, which is from Sirach 27, and the psalm. And you're going to see now how the church, those who plan the liturgy for us, Sirach 27 is against wrath and anger and nourishing anger against another. The psalm is all about God's forgiveness. And that will provide the theological basis for the whole message of this first and reading and the gospel. When we get to the gospel, you'll see that. Whereas the... And I hope I have time to read some of these texts for you because they're beautiful. And in examples of intercession and so forth. Well, we'll get started. Here's the text from Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things. Yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. This is going to be what our Lord says. Okay? Can anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? This is Sirach. You see? Can anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon then for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sin? Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. This is wisdom reflection in the light of God from Sirach. Wrath and anger are hateful things. Yet the sinner hugs them tight. This is one thing. See, if I'm sinning a lot, I'm so unlike God that the whole idea of forgiving will never cross my mind. But on the other hand, I'm trying to pray, trying to obey God. The idea of forgiveness will come into my heart and mind. Then I have to act on it, but at least it'll be there. This is what Sirach is telling us. This is so true, especially as our culture gets harder and harder, and there's less forgiveness. There's more vengeance. There's more anger. And that's a tragedy. So, the principle is clear. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, because he remembers their sins in detail. Now, if I forgive, you see, the Father will forgive me. So it's just good business. Tough, but good business. And as a matter of fact, the more someone yields to the movement of forgiveness, the freer they become. And the more forgiveness becomes a part of their whole soul, their whole being. And so it's important, you see. And he's just saying things, you know, you'd expect. Can anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? I punch you in the nose, and then I say, oh God, forgive me. Not for the punch, he deserved it, but all my own sins. Crazy. And yet, it's very difficult. It's a struggle, because we're so self-centered and so weak. It's so difficult to learn how to act like God. So I want to move on now to look at some, first the psalm that's given us in the liturgy today, which is Psalm 103, which is such a gorgeous psalm. It's Le David, according to the editors, you know, it's by David, whatever. Barachi Rafshi et Adonai et Kol Karavai et Shem Kodesho. This is how it starts. A man's talking to his own soul. See? Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me, Kol Karavai, and all my being, bless his holy name, the name of his holiness, literally. Why? The foundation for forgiveness between us is the experience of forgiveness from God. When you really know how much you need it and how much you get it, it's mighty hard not to turn around and forgive. In fact, that's the whole purpose of the Lord's parable in this Mass. To experience forgiveness. You see? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Don't forget what he's done for you. Then you will forgive. Is it a struggle? Yes. An important point here that I've made before, but it's very important. Forgiveness begins in the will. I will to forgive. My emotions may not tag along for a while, but they will. The point is, no matter what I feel, I will to forgive. That's very important. You see, forget not all his benefits. Now, it goes to talk about this word ha-soleach, salach, means forgive, lisloach, to forgive. In the Bible, there are two verbs for which only God is ever the subject. One is bara, create, and the other is salach, forgive. We can imitate God, you know, but only God can salach, get rid of it. That's what we want to happen to us. So then, as far as we can, we do it to somebody else. And we pray for their forgiveness. God forgive them. Is that hard? Yes, it's hard. It goes against our feelings, our sense of self-preservation, our ego, depending on, you know. But that word, salach. You remember in the parable where Jesus said, courage, my friend, my son, your sins are forgiven. What did the theologians say right away? Who does he think he is? Only God can salach. So then he says, that you might know that the Son of Man can salach. Get up, take up your mat, and go. Now look, that's no harder to say than the other, but for me, as Son of God, I can say them both. Now what happens? We, sharing in the reality of Jesus, can release people from the weight of their sin, even when it's a sin against us, especially when it's a sin against us. So you see, this is a meditation to help us forgive. Just think where you'd be without God's forgiveness. I mean, just try to imagine where you'd be. When we get later to the parable, the guy owes 4 times the national debt, and the master writes it off. Okay. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. Not according to our son's sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. Why not? Why doesn't he give it to us? We've sinned. We've offended against another person, maybe right against God. Why doesn't he just lay it on us? because he's God. And God is not like that. If he were, what would you do? Call a cop? Nothing you could do. But God is not like that. That's his whole sum. And that's why the church puts it here, hoping that by the time we've sung enough times, the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion, we sing it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times on this 24th Sunday, we'll get it. God is kind and merciful, and I hate my neighbor. Doesn't go together. You see, you can't start the song and then finish it that way. That's why, you see, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness, is the way that they translate this here. This is the regular word. Gevoach shamayim ala haaretz. How high is heaven above the earth? Those planets, some of them, are what? 20 million light years away? That's just buying your ticket for the first part of the journey. Heaven is God's place. You see, that's how far away he throws our sins. So you say, oh God, I'm sorry for my sins. What sins? Isn't that awesome? You see, if we were to get this, especially we priests, and were to preach it, we'd get over these parking ticket kind of confessions, either receiving them or making them. You know, I was unkind, and I did this, and I did that, and okay, say 3 Hail Marys, ciao. What about all this awesome, infinite wealth of mercy being poured out on us? If I remember it correctly, in the Eastern Rite, God, who through Nathan the prophet forgave David, confessing his sins, the prodigal son, the woman weeping at his feet, and the prodigal son, is now my brother Joe, forgiving you all the sins of your life. And may he make you stand uncondemned before his awesome tribunal, for he is blessed forever and ever. That's the prayer of absolution. It goes through all God's forgiveness. See, God, see, who through Nathan the prophet, so I'm Nathan the prophet, I'm the human being, see, forgave David confessing his sins, you see. And so that is so that we will experience that. You see, now repentance is a gift. You see, this is Jeremiah 24:7. I heard Ephraim bemoaning, you have chastened me, and I was chastened like an untrained calf. Bring me back. You see, conversion in Hebrew is literally conversion. Shuv, to come back. Shuva is the word for, in other words, to return to God is to repent. Come on back. There's a whole order of sisters now, and their main work is bringing lapsed Catholics back to the church. And now they've expanded. They train lay people to do this. That's a heart of mercy, you see? Do not be, this is Zechariah, do not be like your ancestors to whom the former prophets said, thus says the Lord of hosts, return again, shuvu, from your evil ways and from your deeds, but they did not hear me or heed me. Your ancestors, where are they? The prophets live forever, but my words and my statutes, which I commanded and my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your ancestors? So they repented. So it's a call to repentance. Amen.